Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen. She's on the way right after this.
Oh. Little Diddy. About Josh and Chick McGee. Two funny guys have a few drinks and watch TV. Josh and Chick, big radio stars. Catch them every morning, turn them on in your car. Ooh, yeah. Sucking on hot dog, mustard on the bottom.
Right.
You got the movie tickets? Josh says he's got it.
Right.
Chicky say, hey, Josh, what if we ever have a fight? Josh says that'll be an awkward morning, all right. Ooh, yeah, their bromance lives on. Long after the thrill of Bob and Tom are gone.
I don't know about that.
Ooh, yeah, their bromance lives on. Chick drinks on the porch while Josh mows his new lawn. All right, rock on. Ow!
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee at the news desk. Hey. There's Jessica Allsman in the performance room.
Hello.
There's Josh Arnold, the I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair.
Hi.
There's Ace Cosby. There's Willie Griswold. I'm Chick McGee. There's Tom Griswold. And Tom, we have a special guest.
I look up at the screen and I see the lovely Allie Breen. Wait a minute, that's a little.
Hi, guys.
Little
Hi,
poem,
Allie.
Isn't it? Allie is, of course, the ambassador to sexy time.
That's right.
And evidently topless.
That's what I was going to say. You look like you're not wearing a shirt.
Well, she looks great.
And it's like a tan top on. Okay. I swear.
Oh, a tan.
I thought that right as I went on the air. I was like, I look naked.
A tan top that covers your torso?
Totally. Well, hi, Allie.
Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Thanks.
You look great. Your teeth look especially good today.
What is wrong with you?
No, look. Look at that great smile.
Man.
Well, some of the whitest teeth I've ever come across.
I think I have a cavity.
Tom really knows how to talk to the ladies.
Oh, sexy. Look at your teeth.
Get a lot of work done on those, or are they those choppers?
I need some work. I think I have a cavity. So that was nice to hear because I have been eating a lot of candy, and I need to get to the dentist. Yeah.
Now, you're a very slender woman. Much like Christy Lee. Christy, tell Allie Breen how you eat a Kit Kat bar.
Well, they come in four pieces, so I eat a strip a day, like one little stick of a day.
Oh, wow.
And it lasts for 4 days.
That's impressive. I know this from experience. Allie does not eat that way.
Yeah, exactly.
She out-ate me at a buffet, and I'm not making it up.
Really? You at a buffet?
Yes, Allie.
I just did the same last night. I ate, my family's in town. Me and my youngest niece, I think, out ate everybody. We had so much food.
There's no way you don't have 20
tapeworms.
Like
a day.
Do you eat just one meal a day?
If I know that I'm going to have a good... Yeah, usually. And then if it's going to be big, I'll just fast for more meals. I eat strangely, but I was like the first person to do intermittent fasting. I've done that my whole life, I think. Just planned for good big meals.
I cannot do that.
In any event, your teeth certainly look nice. None of that buffet stuff is still hanging between them.
That was compliments are getting worse.
The show once again called Sexy Time. With Allie Breen. Allie, let's get to our first letter. What's going on in the world of dating and cohabitating and marriage, etc.?
Dear Allie, I was flirting with a guy on Tinder and I asked for a D-pic. What he sent me was amazing. I'm talking totally first rate. We got together to hook up right away and oh my God, it was nothing like the picture. I'm 100% sure he catfished me. There's another word meaning rooster. How do I confront him about it? It's so not okay.
Don't go out with him again.
Yeah, I think move on.
Jerk?
I mean,
it's, yeah.
But I mean, first of all,
Well, you what get him into a date again, and then when he shows it to you, you pour acid on it.
I think that's chick being Alsman.
First of all, who opens up their relationship like that?
Well, that's Tinder. It's Tinder.
Yeah, yes, it's the new, Tinder, Tom.
Yeah, it's the new hello. How are you?
Yeah.
She's a she's a bit of a size queen, and that's okay. Mm. Why not?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that reminds me, just parenthetical to this discussion, Allie. I was watching this show, and they had all these women wearing these t-shirts that said size queen.
Oh.
I think it was a reference to some club that they were in.
Were you watching Downton Abbey?
They didn't really understand the meaning of the term size queen.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It was some kind of guy, I think, or organization promoting a whole different idea.
Oh, okay.
In any event, I'm sorry. Back to you. I don't know.
That's move on. You don't have to ever see or talk to this guy again.
Go ahead and meet up with him one more time, but do like a, you know, compare the pic in front of him with the schmeckle, and then just see if he maybe zoomed in. Maybe it is a point of reference type situation. So he didn't lie.
Wow, this is the rare instance where Alsman's giving him the benefit of the doubt.
It's a new year. Well, I'm delighted.
Or she's trying to shame him. I'm not sure which. That's
and if
part
he
of
lied,
too.
Then you shame him. It's amazing.
There it is.
And then when you're comparing it, pour acid on it.
No.
Little Clorox in the KY goes along.
The old Bobbitt treatment.
Yeah, you could always tell us on the left.
Yeah, I'm still disturbed. I'm still disturbed by the way they enter the romance.
Well, I don't think romance
not everybody
is
does
part
this.
Of this.
Yeah, this is just
a lot of people just hook up, Tom. I don't know if you know this, but
My idea of hooking up is you have a nice dinner and then you get married.
Scarcely get married.
You don't really get married.
Well, we're going to my parents' house for dinner, and I sent them a picture of your penis so they know what to
do. Well, oh, my God.
That would be on. And thankfully, that's not happened.
It's in with all the family pictures that you scroll through. It's
all right.
Is that going to be the next family Christmas card?
Yes.
Oh, look, the genitals of the Johnsons.
Put a little wreath on it. Why not?
What a nice Christmas card.
How lovely. Huh. Oh, they hung a wreath
on it. Something to be said for him getting away with it, though. If she just lets it go,
yeah, she still did it.
He'll continue doing it. So,
right. Yeah, she still did it.
There's some sense of warning others or something. Is that a thing? Or just let him continue to do it?
There should be
thing?
A better business bureau of D-picks.
Can you rate users?
There's an idea.
Better bonus business bureau. But... Okay, next.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Dear Allie, I found flirty texts totally by accident on my girlfriend's phone. They were coming in while she was in the shower.
Okay.
I didn't say anything, but it was really hard not to. So now I really want to monitor her for a while before doing anything, but I really don't have access to her phone. What do I do?
Oh, yeah, I know. The last thing you want to do is talk to her. Sort of communication with her would be outright.
Yeah, set up some cameras.
Yeah, spy on her.
Well, drug her.
Yeah, of course.
When she's passed out, you can look at her phone.
Yeah, just say, hey, I accidentally saw some texts that came in. They seem flirty. I just wanted to know about it. That's all you have to do.
And judge her reaction. No. Based on how she responds, that's when you go into follow and monitor mode.
You guys, that seems unreasonable.
Then she'll be prepared.
Be mature, okay? Yeah. Go to her job. Follow her around after work. That's how you do this. Just something reasonable.
I think if someone... I don't know if you can do this. If someone goes to sleep, can you wave their phone in front of their face to get their face...
Oh, that's in all the movies right now.
Is that real?
Is it...
People are doing
it because I read a story about
opening their phones using like when people's asleep and they're doing that. So I would never use a face lock because someone
I would hope that your eyes would have to be open.
I would think. Because you can wear sunglasses and do it. You know, I don't think your eyes have to be open.
Well, also, you can still bypass it with the code. So next time you're in the car together and she's driving, say, hey, what's your code? I want to change the song. And then you got the code. Then you're in. You know?
And if she says no, use your own phone.
Talk to your GD girlfriend.
Yeah, this is way too much work. Yes. I don't have time to do all this spy stuff.
Clearly, you don't have a job. You're willing to spy on her all the time. Talk to her. And from what it sounds like to me, no wonder she's flirting with somebody else.
And the next time when she's in the shower, for God's sake, take some pictures and send them to us.
Yeah, what are you doing wasting our time like that?
We'll judge it based on how she looks in the shower.
No, dude, hopefully it's innocent and she's not up to anything nefarious. Just talk to her.
Allie, tell us about your shower technique. What do you like to do?
You got to relax.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Get in the shower.
You get in the shower. Do you get all soaped up? Do you do soap from head to toe before you rinse?
Answer the man.
Oh, I shampoo first, and then I rinse it out, and then I soap up and rinse it out, and then I conditioner and rinse it out.
All right.
That's my shower technique.
Okay.
Yeah.
Christian,
yeah, fast.
I shampoo first, then I put conditioner in, then I soap up, and then I rinse the soap off, then rinse out.
How do you wash the old V? Like the side of your hand? Sort of credit card? How does that work?
Josh, calm down.
The old credit card.
So sorry, Allie.
You have a muff?
Yeah. I have a muff.
Now, Josh, now that you've got your beard, you don't have to shave anymore. But I shave in the shower.
Okay.
I've got just enough reflection off that plexiglass that I can...
I find it fascinating that guys can shave without a mirror. Because I said the other day. I go, how do you do that?
You know where your face is.
Well, I know.
Yeah, but every once in a while I'll get out and I'll start drying my face and I'll see this swath of this Nike swoosh of blood. I go, oops.
Christy has a good point, though. Wouldn't you think that when the first time you saw Ray Charles, you would have had the biggest beard ever?
Yes.
Like Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder should have looked like ZZ Top.
That's right.
Especially now with the one guy dead, you know.
Oh. You love making the third joke that takes it too far. It's like your favorite thing. We're all having fun.
What else do you have, Allie?
We're speaking to the lovely Allie Breen. If you want to reach Allie, it's A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. Tell us your love troubles and we'll try to help. I think we're doing a good job today.
Yeah,
Allie, what have you got?
Dear Allie, I got super drunk at my office Christmas party and I made out with my work wife. My actual wife was actually with me, but was distracted and didn't see anything and had no idea what happened.
Oh, boy.
I'm not saying that I didn't feel bad about it, but it was also such a thrill. How bad is it if once in a while we do things behind my wife's back as long as we don't actually have sex?
How bad is it?
It's bad.
You have to ask us that? Seriously.
You're going to have sex.
It'll lead to that, exactly.
Right, exactly. It's not going to stop at making out.
Yeah.
So.
And these things escalate quickly, typically. I'd say it's going on before Valentine's Day.
You know what? You're going to do it. No, nothing we say right now, Matt. You might as well just call a divorce attorney.
You're kidding. Right,
yeah. She will find out.
The question is, how much guilt can you carry?
Chick's not wrong here.
Are you Irish? You know, that might help. It might help.
Before
or
you
not
go,
help.
Look, I need to get
Irish.
Irish guilt? You don't have that?
What does that even mean? I've not heard the term.
Irish Catholic guilt.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's very guilty.
Very guilty. Right. Trust me.
Okay.
Yep. People do have this notion, though, that as long as they don't have sex, it doesn't really count as cheating.
Yeah, I bet your wife has something to say about it.
There's a saying that went around here for a while. Yeah, we know.
It's always a great idea to get just plastered at an office party.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Were you at the office party that ended up, Chick? Remember the one that ended up in the parking lot with one of our guys?
Yep.
Was I there? His wife started the fight.
His wife speeding away, and then she heaves a prescription for some exotic.
Oh, I remember that. She was telling me
how much she enjoyed me on the show, and he hurt her and threw a glass at her, and then the next thing I know, they're out in the parking lot.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Boy. Heaving prescription
sounds
drugs
like
at each other.
Good office.
But, hey, guys,
Dean. All I did was grab her ass. That's
Dean has come a long way since then. His anger's in check.
That's true.
That couple didn't stay together. Are you surprised by that?
Okay, I'm sorry. Back to you, Allie. What else have you got?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend is usually amazing. We started doing trivia night with another couple as a team, and he won't ever use my answers, and he treats me like a moron. If he does use my answer and I'm wrong, he gets really angry. Then if I'm right and he's not, he acts like it's a crazy thing that just happened. I don't want to make a big scene, but it's infuriating and really embarrassing. And this is something that's supposed to be fun. So what do I do?
Break up.
Oh, wow. He's awful.
You know
he's
what? I'm a little bit with Alsman on this.
Really?
He's defensive. He's insecure.
Just switch trivia night to bowling night.
Yeah,
right?
Don't it could be that.
Because if she hits a strike, he's going to pout and make fun of her.
Yeah.
I think this is over.
Wow.
You don't deserve this, ma'am. You deserve.
How do we know she's not an uninformed idiot? I mean,
regardless.
Compromise. It's a game night. It's supposed to be fun. What a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, the whole notion if she gets something right that he acts like, oh my God, this is insane. That's ridiculous.
Well, how about studying a little on the side and getting smart?
Can I tell you something? And I'm not sure why I detest this quality so much, but I hate people who constantly think they're right. It is my least favorite quality in a person.
Uh-oh.
It is so annoying.
Uh-oh.
You know what else is annoying? Always being right. I mean, it's a curse.
Yeah. Me and you, Josh.
Yeah. Boy. It is
people who correct you and you
say you were wrong that one time.
Yeah.
Remember, you thought you were wrong. Remember that?
Yeah, I thought I was wrong. It turned out I was correct.
Yeah. You were wrong.
Yeah. Heavy lies the crown.
If you want to slide him during trivia night, just compliment the other couple a lot. Like every time he's nice to his lady friend, I'm assuming, just be really complimentary, you know, so he gets jealous and then he gets more angry. More reason to break up.
And then he realizes what a jerk he's being.
A little bit. Maybe they'll join her side. Like, hey, give her a break. Sally Sue, here's trying. Come on.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like he's a good person.
Yeah, no matter what games they play, he's had this competitive streak where he's not going to be. Yeah, he's a jerk.
Kill him.
All right.
Pour acid on him.
Okay, we got time for one more quick one, Allie.
Dear Allie, my husband and I have a 4-month-old. We didn't have sex the last couple months of my pregnancy right up until now. The other day, his porn went off while I was in the shower and I was enraged. I haven't had an orgasm in roughly 7 months. I'm stuck out here feeding his baby while he's in there wanking it. Is it unfair to make a rule that he can't do that till I get to enjoy myself again?
Well, first of all, why can't she enjoy herself?
Stitches.
I mean, I don't know the rules here. Only you can answer this, Christy.
The stitches are gone and formed. So sorry.
Of course they're gone.
Do you have to get them removed or they dissolve?
Time out.
They have to dissolve.
I didn't have stitches, so I don't know what the hell you're talking about. But the other thing is, she could pleasure herself. Mm-hmm. That doesn't take...
There's no rule, though. Hey, you can't pleasure yourself until 6 weeks after.
Plus, you can probably pleasure yourself without having to...
Exactly.
Go.
Without
your
insertion.
You got all kinds of baby toys lying around. Now, what's that rattling sound? Well, Debbie's going at it again.
Okay. Well, great talking to you, Allie.
You got a brush hand.
Look, we're out of time. Allie Breen is a great comedian, and you can reach her A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N.
You're going to want to watch that teething ring.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.